Gamma ray bursts, we now think, are mainly events associated with the deaths of some massive stars. So these are particular very massive stars which, when they reach the end of their lives, they collapse due to running out of fuel in their cores. And somehow, and this is the mysterious bit, they produce, it seems, jets of very high energy material, plasma outflows, which explode out of the star as it is simultaneously collapsing to form a black hole. And if you happen to be looking down the barrel of one of these jets, then you see a flash of gamma rays, which is the gamma ray burst. So that's what we think, but there's still a lot of details that we're trying to fill in with that picture.
Sure, and you detect these first of all, not surprisingly, in gamma rays, but that's done with the SWIFT satellite.
SWIFT is the satellite, it's the current generation of satellites. We've had a number over the years which have detected gamma ray bursts. And SWIFT is in many ways the most capable satellite that we've ever had in this game, and the advantage of SWIFT is that it first of all detects the bursts in gamma rays, it then swings round with higher magnification, more sensitive X-ray and optical telescopes, and that provides very accurate pictures early on in the lifetime of the burst, and allows us to get a very good position and to gather all sorts of data while the burst is still bright, and learn something about them that way.
And it was SWIFT, all these dots from the bursts that came from SWIFT, that you pinned down this idea that these are massive stars exploding. What were the clues that gave away that origin?
The first clues that we got were that we were finding gamma ray bursts when we first managed to localize them at all. After they were, well, in the first instance, they were just flashes of gamma rays. We didn't know really where they were coming from. Once we managed to localize them precisely on the sky, we were able to see that nearly all the gamma ray bursts we looked at were coming from galaxies which had very active ongoing star formation taking place in them. And so that's really a pretty good smoking gun. It's telling you that most likely it's massive stars producing gamma ray bursts, because massive stars are produced in these sort of galaxies, but they're short-lived. They don't hang around very long.
So where you see star formation, you see them.
Exactly right. And so that was the first clue. The second big clue came in 1998, 10 years ago now, when a very nearby and very strangely subluminous gamma ray burst that was seen to be associated with a supernova, a very energetic supernova. And although we weren't quite sure at that time whether it was really the same kind of gamma ray burst that we see in the more distant universe, the fact that in that particular case it clearly was coming from a supernova-like explosion, which we imagine is accompanying this massive star collapse, that probably that was telling us the same sort of mechanism was taking place in the distant universe.
But there are still some mysteries. What about this burst just a week or so ago, the really luminous one?
This is a quite sensational event. It was the first time a burst has ever been so bright in the optical that it would have been visible with the naked eye. Now, that may or may not mean anything to you, but what you have to realize is that this burst was around about halfway across the observable universe, at the sort of distance where any quasar you like to mention, any supernova, any galaxy, is far, far, far below the limit of naked eye visibility. So this is an event which, even in optical light, and most of the gamma ray burst energy is coming out in other forms of radiation, but even in optical light it was so luminous that we could have seen it naked eye. It would be interesting to know. No one has claimed to have seen it so far. It was picked up by a number of automated cameras, and so that's how we know what happened. But it's certainly all those times that people come to you and say they thought they saw an interesting flash in the sky does now make you wonder whether they might have seen such a thing. But we know that's pretty rare, because obviously we've observed many hundreds of gamma ray bursts now over the last few years, and this is the only one that's really produced such a remarkably intense optical flash.
So why was this one so intense?
I wouldn't say we have a clear idea yet. We've had 2 weeks. We're gathering more data on this burst perhaps than any previously, in all sorts of different wave bands. And it certainly is hoped that we may get a fuller understanding. What we suspect is the case is that there are a number of different emission components going on here. So the material is ejected out of the star. We don't know what started it's accelerated its progress in the first place, but it's coming out at highly relativistic velocities, very close to the speed of light. And the light that we normally see associated with gamma ray bursts, we think, is when that outflow impacts the external gas around the star that pre-existed.
So you don't quite see the burst itself.
Exactly right, yeah. The initial burst is often rather darker, and then the brighter optical component kicks in. In this case, there was a very bright flash that really came along with the gamma rays. It happened at the same time, and so suggests that it's probably a different mechanism is producing the really bright optical flash in this case. We have seen one or two others rather similar over the years, never as bright as this guy, and the idea is that possibly it's what we call a reverse shock, where the outflowing highly energetic material hits the external medium and a shock wave propagates backwards down into that outflow, and possibly if the circumstances are just right, that can give rise to a particularly bright optical flash of this sort as the electrons in the outflow are heated up by this reversing shock.
So just to finish then, there's still plenty of mysteries. What's the one thing you'd still like to find out about gamma ray bursts?
There are many mysteries. Personally, my favourite thing as far as gamma ray bursts are concerned is trying to find one at very high redshifts. If we could break the redshift record with gamma ray bursts and see further into the universe than we've been able to by any other means, then I think that would be tremendously interesting.
How far have you got so far?
So far, the most distant gamma ray burst is at a redshift of 6, which puts it at about, in terms of the look-back time, about 13 billion light years, whereas the age of the universe is about 14 billion light years. So we're, you know, at about a billion light years or so after the Big Bang. If we could go, let's say, to a few hundred million years after the Big Bang and see events like gamma ray bursts from that time, it would be tremendously exciting. The thing about gamma ray bursts is because they're so luminous, you both have the chance of seeing them, but you also have a chance of learning something about what the universe was like at that time, because you can gather the data, you can look at the light, and you can see what it was telling us about the gas and the kind of galaxies that were around at that time.